Well, here we are, another Sunday hour, and time for a little look at the Word of God. We've been studying through Ephesians chapter 1, and we're beginning today in verse 15. But as I sat in my study preparing for today's teaching, I caught a breath of something fresh that I just want to share. And that is, as we read here, Paul begins, "For this reason," verse 15. What reason? Well, the reason that because we were chosen, because we were predestined, because we were sealed with the Holy Spirit, Paul says, "Ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better." Paul says, "I keep asking for you to know him better." Paul says, "I've not stopped giving thanks for you and for the love that you have." So let's just stop today. Let's not take any more time to teach the Word, but let's do the Word. Let's pray together. Father, it is a marvelous day, and I thank you for every single listener on our broadcast. I thank you for every single lover of Christ worldwide. I thank you that they are struggling forward in their faith and in their efforts to love because your Holy Spirit is guiding them in the process of becoming more and more Christ-like. I thank you for each and every soul who knows you. I ask, Lord, that you empower us more and more to know you better and better, to understand more deeply what we have received from you, what we have seen of the example that Jesus gives us, and that we would imitate him. Father, we know in Ephesians it tells us to be imitators of Christ. Let us imitate your Son in our sacrifice, in our love, in our care, in our efforts to be kind, to be gentle, in our efforts to be more like you. A lover of all people, offering all people an opportunity for grace, an opportunity for mercy. Father, for those of my brothers and sisters and those in the world today that are suffering, whether it's for war, whether it's for illness, whether it's for relationships, whether it's for personal attachments, Father, whatever they are suffering from, I pray in the name of Jesus that you begin to liberate them, that they would, upon hearing our prayers today, give thanks to you, that they would have a robust sense of who you are and what your world brings to us, and that we would be lifted up, restored, healed, encouraged, loved. Father, help us to know you more and more, and help us to live more and more in your Spirit each and every day. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Some time ago, someone was telling my brother, "You know, you really need to get into your Bible study. You need to begin to learn to look in the original languages, to read it in the Greek." And my brother replied, "What good is it for me to read it in the Greek until I learn to live it in English?" Whatever your native language is, live the Word of God, and together we will make a joyful noise to the Lord. Have a great Sunday.